This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. What's his nickname again?
Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Is going to call MetLife Stadium his home. So let me be one of the many IFOs to congratulate Giant fans and congratulate you, Tiki Barber.
So now you are straight up mocking. Not even pretending to hide it.
What?
For a second, I was like, are we actually going to talk baseball to start this show today?
No, no, no.
There's no way that's happening.
Hey, congratulations on Russell Wilson. I know you're really excited.
Do not congratulate me on this at all.
Are you excited?
I think this is going to be one of the most interesting quarterback rooms in the history of quarterback rooms. Because both of these guys, really all three of them when you think about it, with Tommy DeVito and Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, the personalities are just massive. Now, it almost might be crazy enough to work type of thing, because that's the only way I can think positively about this, because we know how Russ is. He is highly motivated. He's very religious focused, but he tries to give you this steel demeanor as this leader and give these motivational speeches.
Let's ride.
And then we know how Jameis Winston is. Jameis Winston, also very religious, talks about his faith all the time and delivering them from INTs, but also he's clownish in some ways. And I think it's on purpose. I think he's trying to bring levity. Now, those two dynamics, do they work well together? I don't know. And then you throw in Tommy DeVito, who is the people's champion. Like, everybody loves Tommy DeVito. I don't care if you are the superstar player or you're just the dude that's trying to make the squad, or Jose, the maintenance man, right? You have no idea how engaging Tommy DeVito is. And now all three of those guys are going to be in a room with Shea Tierney and Brian Daboll. It's going to be Mike Kafka. This is going to be so insane that I don't know what to expect, because I've never seen anything like this before. And am I optimistic? Not really. But
I think Russell Wilson's washed.
I think I am so anticipatory of what's going to happen. I have to see this.
I think that...
I wish it was Hard Knocks last year.
I agree.
And it sucks that it's not this year.
The quarterback room in itself is fascinating. We've had a lot of fun over the last few weeks listening to things Jameis Winston has said, things that Russell Wilson has said. And yeah, I'm having a good time and I'm laughing because this is soap opera-like. It's fascinating. But I also think what the Giants are doing is actually really smart. Mm. And I'll tell you why. If you remember back in 2018 when the New York Jets clearly needed to draft a quarterback, it was obvious to all. In fact, they went into the previous season tanking, if you will.
Yes.
And the tanking didn't work. They got off to a good start. They won too many games. They ended up picking sixth in the NFL draft. The approach that offseason was, let's get some vets in the room. We're going to bring back Luke McCown. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring in Teddy Bridgewater, and we'll see what happens at the NFL draft. And what ended up happening at the NFL draft is the Jets traded from 6 to 3.
Yep.
Sam Darnold was sitting there. They drafted Sam Darnold, and Teddy Bridgewater, acquired by the Jets, never played for the Jets.
Yeah.
He was traded away. What the Giants are doing, in my estimation, is they're giving themselves an insurance policy.
Yeah.
They brought in a capable veteran backup who's still relatively young in Jameis Winston, who I mentioned to you last week or earlier this week. You could certainly mold into something. They bring in a veteran in Russell Wilson who gives you at least a decent chance to win some games. But come the NFL draft, you can mark my words on this. They are going to bring in a young quarterback into that room.
Yeah.
And if Shedeur Sanders is there at 3, the guy in the room is going to be Shedeur Sanders. And you want to talk about an interesting quarterback room? You mentioned Jameis Winston. You mentioned Russell Wilson. You mentioned Tommy DeVito. Let's throw in the blue chip prospect who happens to be the son of a Hall of Fame great.
Right.
So I think the Giants are protecting themselves from all corners, but they're still going to be aggressive in finding their future.
Here's why it works. And to your point about finding their future, the quarterback room accounts for about $16 million.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that number.
That's not a lot.
Think about all the quarterback rooms in all of the NFL. They are 20, 40, 60, 70, some of them, with all of the players that they have. The Giants have $16 million in 2025 committed to their quarterback room. 10.5 guaranteed for Rush. Could go up to 21, but that's neither here nor there. Still, even if it was, it would only be 20-something million dollars. Jameis is at 4. Tommy DeVito is a little over 1 with that restricted rights free agents deal that he signed. So even when you draft a young kid, if he's in the top 10, it's only going to go up $5 or $6 million more.
Right.
Right. Their quarterback room is full of options, but also really cheap.
Yes.
And it's one of the ways that we've talked about over the last couple of years, how teams build the depth of their organization. It's by having cheap quarterbacks. And mostly it's with rookies, but cheap. You have 2 vets, Tommy DeVito and a rookie, and it's still cheap.
Yeah,
like it's almost crazy enough to work, is what I said when I was first talking about this, and that's the reason why, is because you have options. You're not stuck. You're not, oh man, we just drafted Zach Wilson with nobody else. I guess we got to play Zach Wilson.
Well, that's it. You just hit on it. That is the biggest thing. See, as an IFO, I learn from my mistakes. I learn from the teams I watch and the teams I root for. I happen to root for a lot of crappy teams. One of the biggest mistakes the Jets made, I'm not even talking about 2018 anymore, though I do think that similarity works. I want to talk about 2 years ago. They brought in Aaron Rodgers with the plan of Zach Wilson's going to learn.
Yeah.
And then guess what happened? Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and the Jets were forced to have to start Zach Wilson immediately.
Again. Same old Jets.
Right away, he had to play again. What the Giants have done, here's where I have to give them credit. And I know there's a lot of Giant fans that are not happy today. That's fine. We'll hear from you. 888-808-1019. But here's why I think what you're doing is very smart. If this is what Joe Shane is doing, and I assume it is. You're going to draft someone. I have said since January, I'll say it on March 26th, you will end up with Shedeur Sanders. I believe it in my bones. I believe it will happen. You will draft him.
Unless Tennessee pulls an okey-doke and drafts Shedeur Sanders.
Maybe.
And then you'll end up with Cam Ward.
Not bad either,
unless,
by the way.
Unless Detroit trades with Dallas for Dak Prescott and Dallas takes whoever the second quarterback is. That's just a rumor coming out.
Well, that's Cleveland craziness. Right. Either way, I think you end up with Shedeur Sanders at 3. You should start Shedeur Sanders when you're ready to start Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. By bringing in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, you basically tell him you're going to hold a clipboard, you're a third-string quarterback, and even if there is catastrophic injury, because as we know, injuries happen in the NFL, you've protected yourself from letting NFL injuries decide when you start your young quarterback. You decide when you start your young quarterback.
Yeah, no, it's a great point.
And that's why if that's what they're doing, okay, and that's what I'd be doing as an IFO, because you need to find your future, you also want to win some games, and you don't want to rush them. That's exactly what makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think if you view it that way, you'd say, okay, this isn't the craziest thing
I'm
ever.
Okay with it. Now, you're worried because it could become chaos, right?
What would make it chaos?
Just the personalities. Just the Russ talking crazy. Not that it matters in the locker room, but it just becomes crazy. And Jameis saying all the things that he says. It's not that it's bad. It just becomes crazy.
That's a W.
It just becomes distracting. Like, all of that stuff. That's the only thing you worry about. From a football standpoint, though, this is exactly what I think Dabes tried to do in 2022 when he won Coach of the Year. Bring competition. Make it about competition. Remember that mantra or that MO of that team early? It was, you have to earn your time on the field.
Right.
You are not being given your spot. I don't care who you are or how many starts you have in your career under your belt. You have to earn it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're simply not playing.
Yes.
Period.
And that should apply to everybody. Like, you brought this example up a couple of days ago. It involves Russell Wilson, even though it's not about modern Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, when the Seattle Seahawks drafted Russell Wilson, right, their plan was not to start him.
No, of course
their plan
not.
Was Matt Flynn, who they had just signed as a free agent, was going to start. But Russ was so damn impressive, he won the job. So I'll walk you through a scenario. And again, everything changes if they don't draft a quarterback. But they are. I'm confident of it. Like, nothing's changed despite signing Russell Wilson. They draft Shedeur Sanders at 3, as I expect them to do, and Shedeur blows everybody away.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Daboll's like, holy crap, I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
I want to play this guy right away. It's possible that even after paying Russell Wilson the money you paid him, he never plays. Now, I don't think that's the likeliest scenario. I think the likeliest scenario is Shedeur Sanders learns, and he waits. And eventually, at some point this season, maybe it mirrors 2004, the year you experienced, maybe it's very different, eventually he plays. Or, dare I say, Russell Wilson rekindles his Hall of Fame resume from years ago. The Giants are winning games, they're shocking the world, and Shedeur never plays this season. But that's how I view what the Giants are doing. Now, if the Giants don't draft a young quarterback, and literally their quarterback room is Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito, then I got a problem.
Yeah.
Then this puzzle doesn't make sense.
Yeah, a month from now, we might be upset.
Yes.
But right now, we have to consider this as part of the plan. Because when this first happened, your initial reaction is, okay, then what happens? I thought Jameis was going to start this season. Now it's probably Russell's going to start this season. But they're all one-year deals and likely out of here. Even though Jameis signed a two-year deal, it's easily removable. Right? What the hell is the plan?
Mm.
And so my thought is, if there is no plan and you're just throwing stuff at the wall and hope that one of these veterans sticks, that is not a plan.
No, I agree.
And so
that is not
a plan. The only plan that I can see going forward, and this is after I thought about it, was, man, this is crazy, but if they draft a quarterback and try to develop him behind two veterans, you don't have to play him right away. Who cares what the distraction is, as long as you have a veteran who can help you win right now and a young quarterback who is your future. That's a plan.
That's the
plan.
Now,
if there is no future quarterback, then this is a disaster.
Hey, bingo. That's what this is all about. So when they signed Jameis Winston and Sean Morash had his meltdown, we reminded him this is a puzzle piece. Unfortunately, we don't know how the puzzle ends, right? We're all predicting. We're all giving our opinions on how the puzzle should look.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a puzzle piece. There was a scenario where Jameis Winston was signed on Friday and ended up being the starting quarterback for the New York Giants. We talked about that possibility on the puzzle piece. Now they add Russell Wilson. And to me, the only thing that makes sense is drafting a young quarterback and putting yourself in a position where you don't play that kid until you deem him ready. And by having two veterans like Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, you protect yourself that you're never going to be forced to have to play that guy before he's ready. And that's where the Jets screwed up. And that's where, if the Giants are thinking the way I'm thinking, they're getting this right. Now, I know there's a lot of Giant fans today who are like, screw you, Evan, you're wrong. Russell Wilson sucks. This is a joke. I want everybody fired. You may end up being right if they don't go out and aggressively find their future quarterback. Because if they're running this out to start the year, and their game plan is, it's our quarterback room, let's go, we're going to win some games, then I think you're building a road to nowhere. Because you're not going to win enough games,
mm-hmm.
The coach is going to be fired, and we're going to be breaking this whole thing down a year from now. But I have to believe that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll know this is their one chance to draft and develop a quarterback, something they haven't done since they walked through the door.
Yeah, and the last thing you want to do, to your point, is draft a quarterback and then be forced to play him right away. It's some guys can do it. Some young kids have done it. We saw it the last couple of years. Jaden Daniels with Commanders and obviously C.J. Stroud down in Houston. So we know that it's possible. And both of these guys, whether it's Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, have a good amount of college football. It's not like they're coming in like Sam Darnold with one season, you know, playing college football essentially. And so they've played and they have had success and they threw for 4,000 yards and all those statistics you want to throw out there. But the NFL is a different game. It's a different mentality that you have to have, especially in New York. And the one thing with all of this that I worry about is that it's New York.
Mm.
If this was Cleveland, maybe it's not as crazy.
How does the Mr. Unlimited shtick work in New York City?
Mr. Unlimited.
I mean, you saw it already. The memes?
Yeah.
The AI?
Yeah.
I mean, Bad Tiki's coming up tomorrow, but the AI of some of this stuff is insanity.
Yes.
The mocking that's already happening.
There is.
So
a...
it better be successful. Otherwise, that mocking is justified, and it makes it, it compounds it by a factor of 100.
Let's hear from the Giant fans. We'll talk to you coming up.
It's dangerously good.
888-808-1019. Plus, our very own Tommy Lugauer was on the air arguing about the Yankees and the Mets being big brother as the news broke. We'll take a listen to how the news was broke on the Lugauer last night. And, of course, we'll talk to you at 888-808-1019. Russell Wilson already tweeted out an image of MetLife Stadium. Unfortunately for him, and I feel bad, what a great start, his image of MetLife Stadium was the decorations for a Jets home game.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Oh, God.
It's subtle, but you can tell. So he posts MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game and says, been here before, can't wait to do it again.
Hey, guys, Russell here.
Hashtag MetLife at Giants. And then the other thing he did, which really shows how excited he is, because this is a sign of excitement. So remember back in the day, I guess this still occurs, but I'm older now. Tommy's older now. You're older now, mm-hmm. Tiki. On Facebook, you would change your marital status, like dating and a relationship.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Yeah. And you would do it immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, you're hooking up with this girl now. All right, I'll put it in there or I'll take it off. Russell Wilson has already changed his profile. It still says, I want to love like Jesus, but then it says, New York Giants QB. He could not wait to change the profile to New York Giants QB. So you can see the excitement that Mr. Unlimited has.
Yeah, of course.
He's about joining your franchise.
He's wanted this for a couple of years. We know this. Maybe even longer than that, to be honest with you. Going back, you know, from when he left Seattle. But the Giants obviously were too busy hiring new coaches, figuring out who Daniel Jones was to make that move. And over those last 4 years, Russell Wilson has not had anything steady. Right? He's just bouncing from team to team to team. And I was on his third team in 4 years. And so it's a lot of movement for a guy who at once was viewed as a shoe-in Hall of Famer.
I know.
It really, I mean, it just, and he's not, it's not like he's aged out. Because at 36, soon to be 37, you're kind of still in it a little bit.
Well, but some may say, I don't know who, some may imply, though, that Russell Wilson is, I'm trying to think of the word I would
I think
use.
Russell Wilson's washed.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's washed.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know why I'm laughing, because I do think this is a good move. So, like, I guess I'm just having a good time. But I do think what the Giants are doing is smart, and that's not a troll. Like, as long as they follow the plan and draft a young quarterback, mm-hmm. as long as you do that, I think they're on the right track. Now, in exactly 10 minutes, we're going to take a listen to how Tommy Lugauer got the news and broke it live on WFAN late last night or early last night. But let's get some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park. How are you, Mike?
I'm a depressed Giants fan, Evan and Tiki.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Hey, listen, as of now, with our quarterback room, every Sunday I look forward to new and exciting ways that the Giants will lose with the various quarterbacks, not knowing how they will lose, but they will lose in exciting ways unknown to me ever with this quarterback room. So I'm excited about this. And Mr. Mara, I have one thing to say. I promise you, if you hire me as the GM, you can pay me half the salary and I will get the same result. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike. I loved your tone, Mike.
Yes.
It just tells it all.
He is right, though. the entertainment value of the New York Football Giants going into this season is going to be a lot higher than it's been the last couple of years.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
But it's not a good entertainment value, I don't think. It's not. This isn't excitement. This isn't, oh, I can't wait to see this transpire.
Yes.
It's more, I'm going to watch a disaster.
Yeah, you're going to watch a train wreck, but it's not a train wreck orchestrated by Drew Locke or Daniel Jones.
Yes.
It's potentially a train wreck early on. That's why drafting the young quarterback is so important. Because the tone of our last caller, I promise you, will change the day Shedeur Sanders is in the building. And all of this is just holding the fort until he's ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be.
It better be.
The nature of their contracts tells you that's the plan. So if they don't come up with a quarterback in this NFL draft, this April draft, I don't know where they go.
Oh, I think it's, I was going to use a term, don't want to use it. It's more like you're ending your career running the New York Giants.
Yeah.
If you're Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Let's go to Matt in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, listen, just real quick, hear me out. I think they got Russell Wilson. He's because he is what he is, right?
Yes.
I think they're going to go Abdul Carter, or they're going to go the offensive lineman. An only reason is this is the last chance for Daboll and Shane to have anything going. So if they have a successful year and take a quarterback, whether they draft back or they take a, you know, Jackson Dart in the second round, this is going to be their make or break. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're
so
right.
If you get Shedeur Sanders, I mean, he comes with all the publicity now. So even if he doesn't start right now, what's going to happen is you're going to throw him in. And if he's an ultimate bust or fail, he's still going to have all the publicity, and all the Giants fans are still going to be all upset and all mad. But I think they're going to go in a different direction, not quarterback first with that pick.
I mean, they might.
I honestly think that.
Matt, you might be right. And look, is it worth trading up to me? No. So you stand pat and get who you get. And whether that's Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter or Will Campbell, who honestly I'm thinking I want more now than anybody, because you build your offensive line, you build stability for whoever is under center and whoever's toting the rock behind the line of scrimmage. And then you take one of the other later quarterbacks and develop that kid. Because I think some of those kids, and we talked about this a bit yesterday, are rising. Now, they're not going to be first rounders, but I think the perception of them has grown as this offseason has gone on.
Jackson Dart, I think, has risen to be a first-rounder. Jalen Milroe, Kyle McCord, probably not.
No.
But they're going to be premium picks.
Yes.
Here's the problem. So I think we all think along the lines of, and this is why the Jets, I think, are so uninteresting to a lot of people, Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji aren't picking to save their jobs. They could have a 3-win season. I'll be pissed off. I'll scream about it. But they're not getting fired. Yeah. It would take a historical collapse.
Yeah. There's no urgency for them.
There isn't. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane aren't literally GMing and coaching for their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't draft a quarterback in the first or second round, and literally the quarterback room is Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, I promise you they're losing your jobs. You know how I know that? What would they have to do for them to keep their jobs with no young quarterback waiting in the wings?
Right.
Like, tell me what that is. Is 7 wins enough?
No. It's if they don't draft a quarterback, they better win double digits.
Double digits. Whoa. You know, you're not wrong, but whoa. And
yeah,
very few people think this team, even if they draft Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, are going to feel they're a double-digit win team.
Yeah.
Now, if you draft a young quarterback, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or maybe it is a Jackson Dart because they trade back to get to the latter part of the first round or whatever it is, you don't need to win double digits.
Yeah, you could argue that there's a path, there's a plan.
Absolutely, because then your argument could be, all right, we won a few games early, we made the quarterback change, kind of like Eli in 04, and while we only finished 6-11, or dare I say 5-12, here's our future, and you feel better about it. You can't not have a quarterback on your roster
right. And
have John Mara or any Giant fan feel good about the future unless you make the playoffs. 8-9 with Russ as your quarterback and no future, and now you're in a draft positioning where you're drafting in the middle of the draft of the first round next year, that's hell.
That is hell.
So if you are really trying to keep your job and you're Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, the best way to keep your job is to give the hope of the future by drafting a young quarterback.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And again, because these Like, who knows what any of the either of these two kids, if they're not kids, these two vets, if they've played, what they would do for this team? Because again, they could win 10 games, right? Or they could lose 10 games.
Mm.
And so it's just, there's not a certainty. It's kind of like the conversation we had about the Yankees the other day. What's the certainty? There isn't a certainty with either of these quarterbacks. And so the one certainty that would come if they don't get a young quarterback is that they're more likely than not to not be here next year.
Let's go to Tony in Brooklyn. Hey, Tony. Tony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
All right, listen. First thing I want to say is it trendy now to just try to be funny and bellyache about the Giants quarterback position? Because I hear a lot of you callers calling in doing shtick, and this is not stand-up night, you know what I mean?
Look at you.
Anyway.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm just getting tired of it. But the truth is, the plan is, and you'd have to be blind not to see this plan. They got Winston clearly as a backup.
Yep.
Russ is going to be the starter. Whoever they pick is going to be a developmental quarterback. Now, I think at three, they take a star like Hunter or Carter. And I think what they're going to end up doing is trading that 34th pick to move up into the early 20s. And they're going to take Dart or Milrow. It's very obvious. And this way, if Russ gets hurt, which he very possibly will, you don't have to rush the kid in.
Bingo.
You can put in Winston.
No, yeah. That's the key to Winston.
That's
the key to
Winston. That's a good point, Tony.
It allows you to not rush going to that young quarterback.
No matter what happens to your starter, right? So you have a starter and a viable backup. Now, the real question will be, is it a competition in training camp? Right? Could the rookie start? I know you mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
Would you want that? Now, only if he is so above the X's and O's.
He blows them away.
Blows them away.
The way Russell Wilson did for Seattle 100%, over a decade ago.
100%. And, I mean, honestly, the way that Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud did the last couple of years for the Commanders and the Texans. So, if they do that, let them play.
So, going back to what the Jets did that I think was very similar to what the Giants are doing, even though their resumes were far different. Going into 2018, sixth pick in the draft, they bring back a veteran quarterback in Luke McCown. They sign a veteran quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater, resume-wise, not Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But two veteran quarterbacks are on the roster. The draft falls a certain way. They trade up to number three. They end up with Sam Darnold. So far, this is matching, I think, what the Giants are doing. The big mistake, in my opinion, that the Jets made, that let's see what Brian Daboll does. Don't rush the young quarterback.
Yeah.
Because on the radio station back in 2018, I remember my opinion. My opinion was I want Teddy Bridgewater to start. That was my opinion.
Yep.
I want him to start. I want Sam to sit. We'll eventually get there. They traded Teddy Bridgewater. Never played a game for the Jets. Was traded in training camp to the New Orleans Saints. And they got good value back. I think it was like a third or fourth round pick. So it was fine value. But I was annoyed because I thought, hey, wouldn't it be better to have him sit?
Yeah.
So I thought the Jets kind of screwed it up at the end because then Sam started playing right away, and it probably would have behooved him a little bit to sit. What will the Giants do? First of all, who's the quarterback? Is it at three? Is it in the second round, or dare I say later? And then how rushed are they going to feel to play him? Because I would warn them to not make the same mistake that the Jets made.
Yeah, because you never, if he's not ready, you can't play him. And I know it's just, it feels good to play the young quarterback. It just, our future is now.
No doubt.
Type of thing.
Now, speaking of the future is now, Tommy Lugauer. Last night here on WFAN, Generational Talent, was doing the Lugauer. And it was good stuff. He's yelling with callers. It's getting vicious.
In fact, about the Mets and the Yankees.
About the Mets and the Yankees. And in the middle of this, the news broke that Russell Wilson was going to be a New York Giant. Before we play Tommy's breaking news, do you want to hear Tommy and a caller just screaming at each other
about the Yankees?
So this is about, what'd you open the show with yesterday, Tommy?
How Brandon Nimmo is my new favorite Met.
Right.
Because he wants the Mets to be Big Brother, and I explained the Mets are already Big Brother because Juan Soto picked the Mets over the Yankees, and this led to Yankee fans being pissed.
This is like perfect red meat stuff, and it's working, and he's got this old guy on the call who's trying to be nice to Tommy at first. Tommy's trying to pick a fight, which I appreciated. Tommy's like, stop being nice to me, you schmuck. We're going to fight. And so this old guy starts to get worked up and then made the comment that set Tommy off. And you're going to get to hear it, then you'll hear the fight. And this is right before the Russell Wilson news has. What really set Tommy off was this old guy saying, I was happy that Juan Soto left the Yankees. And that set him off. Take a listen to the Lugauer and him fighting with an old man last night.
We all breathed a sigh of relief when that idiot was gone.
Oh, when Juan Soto's gone? Okay, is that who you're referring to? Who are you referring to? Who are you referring to?
You know something? We got.
You're excited. No, 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 no. You got. No, 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 no,
you're so.
Oh, yeah. You're so much better without Juan Soto. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Did Aaron Judge ever get to a World Series without Juan Soto?
He would probably turn into Jacoby Ellsbury. That's what he would probably turn out to be.
Did you get to the World Series? Hey, Mikey.
You know what? He'll throw out his shoulder, and you're going to be on the hook for $800 million.
Why don't you just...
That's what's going
to
happen.
How about you stop reading off the piece of paper and just listen to what I'm saying? Did you get to a World Series without Juan Soto in the Aaron Judge era? Yes or no? Answer the question. Answer the question.
You know what the thing? All right, hold on. Hold on. Forget about it. We'll get back. But the, you know what you're forgetting about?
No, you just said the Yankees are better off with Juan Soto. That is an absurd statement. That's an absurd statement.
You got the same sprinkle of dust the Jets have. You forgot about that.
No, you're all over the map here. Let's talk about what you said. You're all over the map.
And the Mets suck, and they're always going to suck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why you called. That's why you called. You called me to tell me that the Mets are always going to suck.
I like Positive Tommy. I think Positive Tommy's on mushrooms.
Okay.
I think Positive Tommy's on mushrooms.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Jeez, why so mean?
This was like, here's my imitation of that fight. Jacoby Ellsbury. Positive Tommy Mushroom. Shut up. That was amazing.
Loogie is the future of the station.
Did you enjoy that fight, Tommy?
Loved it. It reminds me of my family outings when I was a kid. The idea that you call Juan Soto an idiot and you come with the Yankees are better off with Juan Soto, we're off to the races immediately with that statement.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like, come on.
Now, within 30 seconds of that, the news breaks that Russell Wilson is going to be a New York Giant. And I'm so curious. Like, I was curious to hear your opinion, Teague. Mm-hmm. I was curious to hear Sean's opinion. And I was really curious to hear Tommy's opinion because Tommy's been preaching for a while now, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, I'll wait on Aaron Rodgers, and doesn't love Russell Wilson. So I was like, man, I can't wait to hear this breaking news. Now, you'll hear a caller, again, talking about the Big Brother thing, and then Tommy, unfortunately, has to interrupt him to let him know the breaking news. Here it is. Russell Wilson becoming a Giant, live on WFAN.
I do think you have a point of the Mets inching closer to be that... the Big Brother, because they did sweep us in the Subway Series, if I believe.
Yeah, Raph, I got to break you off here, because we do have breaking news here. Tom Pelissero, the Giants and Russell Wilson are working to close a deal to bring Russ to New York. Not official yet, based on Twitter here? Or is it official? Paulie, is it official on Twitter on your end or no?
Yeah, Adam Schefter, the Giants and Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson reached an agreement today on a 1-year deal worth up to $21 million, including 10.5 guaranteed.
Okay, so this
10.5 guaranteed.
Yeah, so this is confusing to me. So now you're going to have a quarterback room of Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. And I don't know now what they do in the draft. Like, yes, you could still draft a quarterback at 3. I can't imagine they're going to trade up to 1. I told you this yesterday when I came on the air. The Giants quarterback situation is a reality TV show. The Giants franchise is a reality TV show. And we are in the middle of the season.
Yes. What I got from your instant reaction, Tommy, was confusion. That you were like, what? Like, I don't know. What? Like, your brain was on overdrive of, like, the draft, Russell Wilson. That's the vibe I got, which, by the way, I think represents a lot of Giant fans, because I think there was a confusion response to the news of Russell Wilson.
In real time, I have to go through my feelings as a fan. I'm hosting a radio show. I'm screaming at Gary in Island Park 2 minutes before that.
Tommy!
And I'm trying to process, didn't we just sign Jameis Winston? Why are we signing Russell Wilson? What are they doing in the draft? Why didn't they wait on Aaron Rodgers? Could we just skip to the end of the season where they fired Dable and Shane? It's a reality TV show. It's that twist in episode 6 of a 12-episode season that we didn't see coming. It's the middle of that season. Like, to me... This better not be the final episode. They better draft a quarterback, but who knows? Who knows what the direction is? So I'm confused. I'm going through my feelings, and you got to hear it play out on the air yesterday.
Did it take over the rest of your show?
Yeah, so it happened around, I want to say, 6:48, and I was off the air by like 6:55, so yes. It was me literally going through feelings for 6 minutes, trying to figure out their plan, which I'm not still sure they even have one at this point.
Yeah, it's
that's the problem. That as an observer and trying to swallow this. It's like, all right, what's the plan here? Like, what does this do?
Well,
it's so contingent upon what we've been talking about since the top of the show. There better be another step.
Right.
If there isn't another step, what in the heck are we doing?
Have you done anything dangerous?
It's so weird that either the Giants are playing 4D, and it's like 4D chess, like, hey, we got the veteran in Russ. We got a solid backup. And boom, we told the Titans, we ain't giving you the moon for Cam Ward. And then, boom, they make a trade for Cam Ward. Or Shedeur Sanders falls to them. And we're like, wow, that was some 4D chess. Got to give Joe Shane credit. Or they're just a bunch of idiots, right? And they're a bunch of desperate guys trying to hold on to their jobs. And they're like, yeah, Russell Wilson, sure.
Let's run.
Throw that against the wall. So it's this weird month that we have where, based on what you think they're going to do or what your opinion is, either the Giants are really smart in how they're handling this, or they're a bunch of numbskulls.
I'm just confused. Let's say they draft a quarterback at 3, whether it's Shedeur, whether it's Cam, whether it's Milroe, whether it's Dart, whomever. Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston came here to do what? Not spend a lot of money on an Uber?
Well, no.
They have 3 quarterbacks already.
I'll walk you through that one because it's a great question, right? Why'd they come here? Jameis Winston's jobs in the NFL were all going to be his backups. He was never going to get that opportunity necessarily to be a starter. So with Winston, was there that much interest in him? The answer is probably no.
But
that one's easy, right?
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
But he's been a backup for 6 years, 5 years now.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time since he was the man, so to speak.
And he also got benched last year for Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
DTR, right? Yeah.
So I think with Winston, it's easy to say,
I think,
hey,
that was kind of a tank thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
They pulled a Raptor. The crap they pull in the NBA. So I think the Winston thing is like, it makes sense. Like, he doesn't have that many job offers.
No.
Let's get to Russell Wilson for a second. The Steelers basically treated Russell Wilson like, you are our backup plan. They wanted Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
They prefer Justin Fields.
And they sat Justin Fields for him.
Right. And what I've been reading, because I've been doing a lot of deep diving on that situation, and now it benefits both of us because both guys are here, was that there was a real split in the organization on who liked Fields and who liked Russell Wilson. Like, Arthur Smith apparently loved Justin Fields.
Of course, because he fits what Arthur Smith wants to do.
Bingo.
Think about Arthur Smith's first 3 years in as a head coach when he was in Atlanta.
Right.
It was all guys like that.
He wanted Justin Fields.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota. It was, what was his name? I forget the Cincinnati head quarterback. But it was all those guys that were versatile. Desmond Ridder, exactly. So they could move around and do those different things that Justin Fields does.
Right. And I guess there were others that preferred Russell Wilson. Either way, the Steelers clearly made the choice that Fields was their preferred option, and then Aaron Rodgers. So the Steelers weren't even really that hard on bringing Russ back, right? So that's link number one. Russ has to sit and wait for Aaron Rodgers. He's basically the Steelers' last choice. The Cleveland Browns, not exactly an ideal situation. Other than that, Tommy, the Giants offered the best opportunity. So to answer why'd they come here, where else were they going?
All right, here's why I think they came here. They want a career outside of football, and this is the best place for them. And God bless him. Jameis, I think, you know, he could be doing a show with me in 10 years, perhaps. But Russ wants New York market. Jameis wants this New York market. The Steelers are one of the best organizations in the NFL.
They didn't want Russell Wilson,
Tommy.
What does
that tell you about Russell Wilson?
That's a different story.
But I don't know what Russ's thought process was. Meaning Russ. I know what the Steelers was. Russ's thought process was towards Pittsburgh. But what Tommy just said is 100%
correct. Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, I think that the New York appeal definitely played into it. But you were saying, why did they want to come here? That's one of the reasons. But they also didn't have a lot of other opportunities.
No,
I
think you're right for Jameis.
Yeah.
And I think specifically for Russ, he's wanted to be here for a while.
Oh, no doubt. For years.
Years.
Yeah, you've said that. I don't think that's a surprise, but they also didn't have, like, teams were not lining up for either guy. So if both of those,
it felt like Russ was more connected
to who?
To
Cleveland. That was it.
Cleveland. There was rumors about Tennessee, but I feel like that was a lot of smoke because I don't think Tennessee's ever moving. There was another team that he was kind of linked to, but like, you're probably ultimately right.
His best opportunity to play was really coming down at Cleveland and the Giants, and absolutely the tiebreaker is what you said. Like, why would you want to not be here? And there are other opportunities. So that explains it. So then what the hell's the issue? I guess this is my question to you. Back to you. What's the problem?
Here's the problem. I think that if you do draft a Shedeur Sanders, I would be worried about a very volatile situation where Russ is here to play football and Shador's here to play football in week one. Russell Wilson came here to play 3 weeks of football and then sit behind Shador Sanders?
He didn't have a choice.
Yeah, you release one of them. That's what will happen. If one of them becomes an issue, you release them.
It just feels like a mess to me.
You don't think when
it
Russ...
It could be. It absolutely could be.
What aspect of it? That Russell Wilson's going to throw a hissy fit?
It becomes about the drama behind the scenes as opposed to let's purely develop a kid to take over and be our future.
Okay, but
ultimately... Look, all athletes have egos. It's really hard to not be the man anymore.
Look,
Jameis is probably more equipped to do that because he's not been the man for 5 years. But Russ hasn't. And Russ has kind of failed forward for the last few years and continued to get opportunities. And so as soon as he's out of this opportunity, let's say it's midseason, it becomes an issue.
You don't think they spoke to him about this?
I have no idea what they said.
They better have
about this.
Then that's a mistake on their part because they met him last year. And remember, we talked about what did they say to Russell Wilson in that meeting? Mm-hmm. And they probably told him, "You're backing up Daniel Jones."
Yes.
And Russ wasn't ready to necessarily do that. I assume when they met recently, it was kind of the same discussion. Yeah, we're probably going to draft a quarterback. Yeah, you got a real chance to play a lot. Like, I doubt that the Giants. What do you think the Giants told him? You think they guaranteed him 16 weeks or 17?
No
weeks?
Chance.
So
no
then,
chance.
What's the concern? You think the Giants guaranteed him 17 weeks, Tommy?
I think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, there is a path to them saying, let's go with Russ, let's draft Abdul Carter at 3, let's try to win 8 games, let's try to keep our jobs, and we'll go from there.
Well, if they did that, they're going to lose their jobs and it's going to fail, and then the Giants aren't playing 4D chess, they're playing stupid football.
I agree with you.
If that's the outcome, then they're all losing their jobs.
Yeah. I just don't understand the idea of having both Jameis and Russell.
I just told you.
I don't understand.
I'll say it again. Tell me, I'll walk you through
it's
this.
Cheap. And I think a lot of Giant fans agree with that.
Well, the biggest thing, Tommy, is it's cheap.
It's cheap, but again, identify this. They draft Shador Sanders at 3. They only have Russell Wilson and Shador Sanders and your boy Tommy DeVito. And let's say week one, Russ tears his ACL. What happens?
Play Shador.
He's not ready. Zach Wilson wasn't ready to be reinserted. Is that really smart?
Get ready.
But do you think that's smart in developing a young quarterback?
I think that we've just laid out some examples where it was. I don't know how it's not smart. I think either the quarterback has the goods, he's ready to go, or he doesn't.
Yeah, but you'll know that before the decision to sit him happens, right? Jaden Daniels, they knew probably from second week of training camp, probably not even before training camp, this kid's got what it takes.
Right.
And he's going to be our starter.
So then that explains.
I know the same thing happened with C.J. Stroud. It's like this kid's got what it takes. He's going to be our starter. Davis Mills. I know you're here. You've been a veteran for a couple of years down in Houston, but you're not. This kid is ready, and it proved to be the case. If Shador Sanders, let's keep using him as the example.
If he's ready, he'll play.
If he's ready, he'll play.
Okay,
and then they'll release one of these veterans.
Absolutely, but if he's not ready to play, you're suggesting just play him anyway. Screw it.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's where I disagree, and that's why Jameis Winston's here, so that they can start the kid when they're ready to start the kid, and that's the answer. You may not like the answer, but I think it makes perfect sense. I think it's actually smart. It's one of the smartest things the Giants have done. Don't put yourself in a spot where you're forced to play a guy that is not ready.
Yeah.
Look at the Jets 2 years ago, bro. They kept saying Zach needs to sit for a year, and within 5 minutes, he's back on the field because they were left with their pants down because they didn't do something smart. So learn from that mistake. That is why for you and any other Giant fan who's like, I don't get both of them. That's why both of them. Now tell me again why that doesn't make sense.
All right, let me tell you this from my perspective as a Giant fan. I think I speak for a lot of them out there. We're coming off the worst season in the history of the franchise. This might be irrational. I'll leave a little window of optimism here.
No, I think it's the worst season in the history of the franchise.
No, I'm saying going into next season. Hey, everybody, we just coming off the worst season in the history of the storied history of the Giants. Week one, Russell Wilson. Nobody wants to see that. If you draft Shador, if you draft Dart, if you draft Milrow, start them in week one.
What if they're not ready?
Well, then you know what? They'll learn on the job, and if they're not ready,
smart.
Then you go...
That's not smart, bro.
The Giants need to get back, in my opinion, to respectability. This is not respectability.
No, but that's not
this is bringing in a bunch of quarterbacks with great personalities.
But tell me,
it feels like a clown show
more than
a plan.
It could be a clown show if they don't get a young quarterback, but you would just say, start the kid, I don't care, I want to be entertained? That's not smart.
No, not entertained.
No, you want to see the future.
Thank you.
But if he's not ready...
Well, that's what we'll find out. And again, both these kids, Cam Ward and Shador Sanders, have played a lot of college football. So they could be ready.
And if they are ready, then what the hell's the problem? You don't have to play Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. Like, you don't.
If that guy is ready,
whatever it is, what's the issue? Whatever it comes down to, really, whoever ends up starting, they have to earn it.
Absolutely.
And I said this earlier in the first segment. This is what Dabes ultimately has always wanted: earn your spot.
Yeah.
Period. And if you don't, you're not playing. If your effort is wrong, you're not playing. If you don't understand conceptually what we're trying to do, you're not playing. If you don't fit in with the team concept, you are not playing. And by bringing in all of this, call it competition, in the quarterback room, as crazy or clownish or whatever you want to say it is, it forces the best out of everybody.
If they're going to have, they should have
and it's cheap.
Yes, if they should have a true competition. See, here's the thing, and it goes back to your point and my point. Neither of us are right yet because we don't know how this puzzle finishes.
Right. Well, I mean, look, Russ was in the competition last year.
Yeah.
With your guy.
With my guy. With
Fields.
Yes.
Right. And so we know that, I don't know who won that competition because he got hurt in training camp and kind of was given the Fields.
I think the problem with that competition is that it feels, and I love Mike Tomlin, I have great respect for him, it feels like there was a Civil War divide,
no doubt,
in Pittsburgh on where they wanted to go.
Well, it's because it's they're disparate. They're two different type of quarterbacks. Justin Fields is a hell of a running scheme in the run game quarterback. He makes your run game better. He's a great runner. Russell Wilson's a one-trick pony who can throw a great deep ball.
Right.
But your run game suffered. When he came in and became the starter for the 11 games at the end of the season.
Yep.